If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt, als wär's ein Rhythmus, als gäb's ein Lied, das mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Hallo und welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga Podcast. This is the preview show brought to you in association with Get German Football News. I'm your host Manuel Feit. Here is Stefan Bienkowski. Stefan, how's it going?
Yeah, not bad at all. I feel like I now live just one podcast to the next. Like, our per subscribers must basically listen to my dulcet tones every single day of the week. And then they get like a weekend break and then I'm right back at it. But no, it's been a very, very busy Bundesliga schedule this week. It feels almost crazy that we're trying to predict these games coming up, like, what, a day after, you know, the last games. Of course, we're recording this on Thursday evening. But no, I'm doing very, very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Very good. Very busy. I mean, this is the last week of the transfer window, plus the Bundesliga is thrown as a real curveball with a very tight, very tight schedule. And so, yeah, it's been insanely busy. I just feel like we're not getting much of a break these days. But here we are, Bundesliga show, the Bundesliga match day 18. This is the start of the Rückrunde, Stefan, officially.
Finally.
Yes. And we have lots to chat about, so we should probably get into it after this break. This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from NFL playoffs to pro and college basketball, UFC, MMA, and much more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable, BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today and use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE, that is BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, BELIEVE, to receive your first reward. BetOnline AG, where the game starts. So yeah, match day 18 kicks off on Friday with title challenger RB Leipzig against Stuttgart. I think it's safe to say that they are a title challenger now, the way they have stormed up the table and closing in on Bayern Munich. And Stefan, I personally think, A, this is a really good start to start the next this next match day. But also I think that Leipzig are going to do what they have done since the World Cup break, and they're going to win this game. And they think they're going to win it easily 3-0. What's your thought here?
Sorry, excuse me. I just knocked my microphone over. I'm just that excited. I kind of agree with you, to be perfectly honest with you. I've kind of gone for something very similar. I've gone for 3-1 win for Leipzig. And yeah, I just don't really foresee any issues. If they were going to stumble without Nkunku, then I think we would have saw that midweek. Of course, they kind of struggled to break Bayern down. But aside from that, you know, they're pretty fantastic and a very poor Schalke side. And I mean, I do kind of, I've given Stuttgart a goal in this game just because they did show quite a lot of a good response in midweek against Hoffenheim. You know, they went a goal down and they were actually very, very close to winning that game. So, you know, there might be some fight left in that team just yet. Bruno Labbadia might actually be doing something there, but yeah, I just can't see them really knocking Leipzig over at this point, knocking him off the peg, whatever you want to say. And despite the fact that Campbell's missing and Nkunku are missing, and Simikan, who's actually been quite a big player for Leipzig this season, yeah, I just think they've got so much firepower. So I've gone for a 3-1 win for Leipzig.
Yeah, so the run towards the top of the table continues. And of course, Leipzig, and that's what put a lot of pressure on Bayern Munich, Stefan, to start the match day. If Leipzig win this game, they will be within 1 point of Bayern Munich ahead of Saturday.
Yeah, and I suspect they might not be the only team if my predictions are anything to go by. But yeah, I think definitely feel like the informed team at the moment alongside maybe Wolfsburg. And I'd be very surprised if Stuttgart are the team to upend that. But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Up next, and this is the first Saturday fixture, is Freiburg against Augsburg. I actually was impressed by the way Freiburg played against Frankfurt on the weekend, and they definitely shrugged off the beating that they got coming straight out of the World Cup break. And I actually think that they're going to win this game as well, Stefan. I went for a 2-1 win here.
Interesting. So I've actually gone for a 1-1 draw in this match. I think Augsburg have started the new year really well. I think they were very unlucky not to get at least a point against Dortmund. They then obviously took on Gladbach and won that game 1-0. And I just think there's a kind of grit and determination to this Augsburg side. They know how to kind of pick up important points. And I don't know. I part of me just still kind of feels like Freiburg aren't quite there yet. I mean, this is probably the perfect game for them to kind of pick up 3 points and crack on, because they're very good, I guess, at beating the teams they're supposed to beat. But I don't know. I just feel like I can't really discount Augsburg at the minute. They seem to be just quite enjoying these games against these big teams. And I guess Freiburg are a big team these days. So yeah, I've gone for a 1-1 draw in this match because I think, I don't know, I just don't really think Freiburg will have enough to blow them away, but I guess we're just going to have to wait and see whether I'm right or wrong.
No, this is a match that has like 1-1, 2-1 or something like that written all over it, which is probably why it's going to end like 4-4. But yeah, we'll see. The next match, and this is my opinion, just like the same kind of category, is Mainz against Bochum. And I went for a 1-1 draw here. How about you?
I've gone for a win for Mainz, actually, to be honest with you, because I was actually really impressed with how they played against Dortmund. They were very good defensively. They counter-attacked quite well. Although, I honestly couldn't tell you what their XG was from the match. I haven't checked. But they got into chances. They got into spaces. And they had some decent attacking players. And they just kind of looked like a really well-drilled team to me. And it took some magic once again from Gio Reyna to kind of unlock that team. But for large chunks of the game, they kept Dortmund comfortably, not pinned back, but they were never really put under pressure by Dortmund. So up against a Bochum side who haven't really started the season incredibly well. You know, obviously they beat Hertha Berlin, but then they got beat by Bayer Leverkusen in midweek. I don't know. I just feel like it's a game that Mainz will go into thinking this is the kind of game they probably should be picking up all 3 points in, because they really want to put some distance between themselves and the likes of Bochum and Hertha and Stuttgart. And I suspect that they probably will, to be honest with you. Even though their home form continues to kind of elude me, and you know, in typical Mainz fashion, they seem to be better on the road. But I don't know. I still think for some reason it's going to be a very, very narrow game, or tight game rather, but I think they'll win 1-0.
Interesting. Yeah, curious about this one. I'm also curious about this next one, Stefan. This is Hoffenheim against Gladbach. Two teams that have struggled a little bit coming off the gate, and Hoffenheim doing some odd stuff on the market. Bringing back John Anthony Brooks from Benfica, Thomas Delaney coming back to the Bundesliga as well. So that's two transfers, and I think that shows you a little bit that Hoffenheim have some issues going on here. And Gladbach too, but yet for some odd reason, I still think that actually Gladbach, this is going to be the one where they shake off and they get a win. I went for a 2-0 Gladbach win here, simply because I think there's something at odds at Hoffenheim at the moment.
Yeah, I must agree with you, to be honest with you. These deals kind of went through just after we'd finished recording the transfer podcast. And I think I said to you in text message that just entirely uninspiring signings, to be honest with you. I don't really rate Thomas Delaney at this age. John Anthony Brooks had his issues obviously in the Bundesliga before he left. I'm not entirely sure what they're expecting him to offer that they don't already have. And yeah, things just are not clicking for Hoffenheim at all right now. As I kind of mentioned a couple of minutes ago, that, you know, they obviously kind of let a one goal lead go in midweek, and what I think it was a Kramaric last minute goal that kind of saved them a point in the end. But I don't know. It's just I'm just not entirely convinced by him, to be perfectly honest with you. And I completely agree with you. I wouldn't be surprised if Gladbach did kind of get things back on top. I've only gone for a 1-0 win for this one, to be honest with you, because I'm still not entirely sure Gladbach are quite 100% either. But you just kind of look at those lineups and you think someone like Thuram has to kind of get going eventually. And they just should have too much power. I think they should have too much quality across the pitch to win that game. Again, very narrow game. I've got most of the games this weekend, I actually found it very hard to pull the teams apart. It's just great fixtures up and down the list. But in terms of this one, I've gone for a low-scoring 1-0 win for Gladbach.
Yeah, fair enough. This next one is actually my match of the week. That's the Berlin Derby. That is becoming quickly a main fixture on the match day schedule, right? And Hertha and Union kind of caught themselves a little bit now, right? They're back up at the top of the table. They are the team chasing Bayern. And they're playing ahead of Bayern Munich. So with a win here, and this is what I'm predicting, I actually do think that they're going to win this game, Stefan. I think they're actually going to win it comfortably. There's a lot of stuff going on at Hertha at the moment that's not looking good. And I think that Union are going to win this 3-0, which, ahead of the Topspiel, would put them even on points with Bayern Munich. And I think that, on top of this being a Berlin derby, which Union seems to have a pretty good track record in, they also can close the gap once again to Bayern Munich. What was this about regressions to the means? Did I hear anything about that? What happened to that?
their XG continues to confound critics and fans alike. But I kind of... It's funny you should say, you know, that kind of fixture is becoming kind of a staple of the Bundesliga. I'm not entirely sure it will for much longer if Hertha Berlin don't do something quickly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we kind of had some hope that they'd maybe fix things just for the international break. And it seems as though they're back to square one with the performances we've seen so far. I watched Union against Werder Bremen in midweek, and I must admit I was really impressed with them. They got a little fortunate because the Bremen goalkeeper was determined to throw the ball in the back of his own net whenever he had the ample opportunity to do so. But, you know, Becker looked sharp. I thought the team looked very impressive. Juranovic looked like a great sign at right back. Set up one of the goals from the corner. And they looked like the old Union Berlin, to be honest with you. And they kind of went toe-to-toe with a Bremen side who, on paper, you know, they lost the last four games. They got absolutely spanked in the first game of the year off Cologne. You would think, oh, right, well, they're just cannon fodder, and Union Berlin picked up a narrow 2-1 win. But in fact, I thought the game was actually a really well-balanced match between two good teams, and I think Bremen are probably much better than the recent results suggest. So it would say to me that, you know, this derby is a clash between a relegation battler who are very low in their confidence and a team that, as you said, could go joint top of the table with a spirited performance. That's kind of exactly what I expect from them. So I've gone for a 2-0 win for Union Berlin. Nothing crazy, but, you know, you're kind of bog standard comfortable win. And I think that's how it's going to go.
A win is a win. And that will make things really interesting indeed. But before we get to Bayern against Frankfurt, we have to discuss Werder against Wolfsburg. Poor Werder. I feel bad for them, because like I actually think that this is a good side, but they are going to face an absolute steamroller. The Autostadler have reinvented the wheel, and we you know, it made an absolute steamroller out of a Volkswagen Beetle in recent weeks, and I can't see it stop here. I think that Werder Bremen, you know, this is the kind of, as I rate Werder a lot, because they have this ability to play attacking football and they stick to it no matter what. But Wolfsburg will just look at this and say, oh yeah, that's great, we're going to just capitalize from this. And I think that Wolfsburg are going to win this game. Like, I put it down as 4-0, but you know, you get the idea. It will be a big win once again.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really entertaining match, to be honest with you. Like I said, I think Bremen are better than the results show. I think, you know, we have seen them kind of start to tumble down the league table, and I'm not entirely sure it's going to continue for much longer. Having said that, I really don't see Wolfsburg offering up 3 points or even a single point in this game. And I've gone for a 4-2 win for Wolfsburg, because I think both teams will score goals. But yeah, as you said, you know, Wolfsburg are just one of the informed teams in the Bundesliga right now. You know, if you actually look across the last 10 match days, they're actually level on points with Leipzig and Bayern Munich at the top of the table, which just goes to show just how incredible they've been. And they've obviously been working very hard in the mid-season break to continue getting better. So yeah, I don't really see Werder Bremen kind of turning that around, but I can see them scoring a couple of goals. But this one seems like a kind of comfortable win for Wolfsburg, and I think they're going to continue kind of ripping up the Bundesliga table with this, with another 3 points, which should and could potentially see them move into the top four if results go their way, which really would be quite something.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used, because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Yeah, and I mean, like, one of those results is potentially a game that is labeled the top spiel, and really is. If you go by the table, this is first against fourth, and there's just 5 points between those two teams. This is your match of the week, Stefan, Bayern against Frankfurt. So I'll let you take it from here.
Yeah, so I mean, I think I've picked the obvious one in this one, haven't I? I think not everyone, I guess, but most people will be looking at this match thinking, oh wow, that's a tasty fixture. And it is, because on the one hand, you have a Bayern Munich side who, you know, have stumbled in the first two games of the season. They've dropped 4 points already this season with a 1-1 draw with Leipzig, which I thought perhaps they were quite lucky to get away with a point, to be honest with you. They weren't entirely uncomfortable, but they were very, very poor on attack. And I think that was kind of confirmed midweek when they came up against an impressive Cologne side who very nearly took all 3 points in Munich, which is quite something, if it wasn't for a Joshua Kimmich kind of wonder goal. And I don't know, I just feel like there's I think this Bayern team are kind of there for the taking right now. And I think they're probably coming up against the worst possible opponent in Eintracht Frankfurt, because Frankfurt are a very clever side. Oliver Glasner is a very clever coach. They're not really a team that kind of just kind of function on vibes and good players and, you know, just kind of let the players go into these games and just kind of let them do it, because you could quite easily foresee a team maybe like a Dortmund, for example, or a Wolfsburg going into, or even a Leverkusen maybe going into this game and showing a large degree of complacency. I don't know if that's really possible against Bayern in the Bundesliga, to be honest with you, but the point I'm making is that despite the fact that Bayern are quite wounded at the minute, I don't think Frankfurt will take anything for granted, which in turn will make things even harder for Bayern. They're obviously coming up against a Frankfurt side who are very impressive in their own right. I know they obviously dropped points to Freiburg in midweek, but they do currently have the second best away form in division this year. Only Bayern actually have picked up more points, and it's only 3 more points than them. And as we've kind of seen over the last 12 months or so, as we've seen in Europa League, as we've seen in the Champions League, as we've seen in notable games in the Bundesliga itself, Glasner just seems to absolutely thrive when it comes to these games against big teams, and allowing his team to set up defensively, counter-attacking. And that is why I have gone for a 2-1 win for Frankfurt in this game.
2-1 win for Frankfurt. Wow. Yeah. Okay. I've gone for something similar. I've not gone for a Frankfurt win, though. I went for a 1-1 draw. I mean, I echo a lot of the things that you say. I think what's been really standing out for me at the moment is Bayern's inability to score goals. I mean, yes, they did get one against Leipzig and they did get one against Köln, but that Köln goal in particular was a moment of, how do you even describe it? Like a moment of absolute brilliance and desperation by Joshua Kimmich to shoot from there and to find that, you know, that positioning and to actually be able to pull off a goal. And that actually kind of highlighted to me, and I kind of mentioned that a little bit in my newsletter this week, right? That Bayern right now seem to have trouble finding goal scoring opportunities, and you know, 2-1 is a good guess, because you would think that Frankfurt would score more than one, but yeah, I stick with a 1-1, which I mean, again, too, would keep the league wide open as well. I think either way, the rest of the league will look at this fixture and say, this is an opportunity here for all of us to close the gap. And when this match day ends, Stefan, the table will look really tight.
Yeah, the only thing I'd really add to this is that I did kind of talk about this on Twitter midweek, and the interesting thing about Bayern right now is that in the four games, I think, in the league so far that they've gone behind, they've failed to go on and turn those results around each time. I think they've got three draws and a defeat from them. Now, there's nothing inherently wrong with, you know, managing to claw back a point after going a goal down. But I think it does kind of show a degree of vulnerability to this Bayern side. And I think Julian Nagelsmann's actually talked about this at the start of the season. He's basically said that unless Bayern can, like, really blitz teams in the first 15, 20 minutes, then these teams can settle in and it becomes quite hard for Bayern. And I just think it'd be really interesting if Frankfurt can play defensively, counter-attacking, and then someone like Kolomoani, you know, picks off an early goal, and then we'll just kind of see what happens from there, because that'll be kind of worst-case scenario for Bayern, I think. And yeah, I don't know. It's getting trickier and trickier for them against these teams, but that's why we love the Bundesliga. That's why, you know, it's a great league. It's got some really good teams in it. And I just don't think any team in Europe right now would really fancy coming up against this Frankfurt side. So it'd be really, really good test for Bayern to see how they do. Yeah.
And good test for Frankfurt for the Napoli fixture, which should be really interesting later in February as well, right? Kind of will give them some good ideas of where they're at. I mean, if Frankfurt win this game, then all hell will break loose at the Sebener Straße. I can tell you this much. That is the one certainty. I think a draw even would be bad, but if Frankfurt win this game, we can fill our columns with lots of stuff, Stefan.
Here's something that's just popped into my head. If Frankfurt win this game and then Wolfsburg win to move into the top four, how long before Niko Kovac starts getting linked with a return to Bayern Munich?
Well, that depends. Well, no, I mean, as I said in my newsletter, Thomas Müller decides who the head coach is at Bayern Munich, so I don't think that's going to happen. There's a redemption arch there, right? For Niko Kovac.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. I don't know. He might be unlucky. By the time Bayern are looking for a new head coach, Thomas Müller might be in the boardroom if things continue to go the way they're going. But yeah, we'll see what happens.
He's running the club anyway, so you might as well just give it to him. That's what he's saying, right? but the Kovac story is, of course, interesting and something worth pointing out, that a certain other Wolfsburg head coach once won the league after being fired by Bayern Munich. And the situation that club was in was very similar to where Wolfsburg is in right now. So I wouldn't put it beyond them. Anyways, I digress, and this is something for the main podcast, so we should focus on the two games that we still have left. And the next one on the list is Schalke against Köln. This is the first Sunday fixture. And I just can't see anything going much better for Schalke these days, Stefan. So I went for an easy 2-0 win for Köln.
Yeah, this felt like one of the easiest fixtures to predict this weekend. I've gone for 2-0 win for Cologne. Schalke are just really struggling right now. The only kind of benefit they seem to have right now is that they obviously have a very impressive kind of new signing who's actually, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I scored two goals. Kazuki, that is. Actually scored one goal. And I think he scored in pre-season as well, but he's doing okay there. It's the only kind of bright spark. But yeah, I don't know. Things at Schalke are very grim at the moment. And as I kind of talked about on the previous show, actually, Cologne obviously have this very good tendency to pick up points where they're supposed to win. And this is an open and shut game for them, I think. Open and shut case for them, rather. So 3 points for them, two goals. And unfortunately, Schalke's royal blues continue.
The only caveat I might add is that teams usually seem to drop off for some odd reason after they played well against Bayern. So if you want to put a cheeky bet on that. but yeah, just saying, I don't believe it. I think that Köln, I'm with you. I predicted a 2-0 as well, right? So I'm with you. I think Köln are going to win this game. This next one, though, and this is easily another match of the week, so we should talk about it a little bit more, but Leverkusen against Dortmund. And I don't know how you feel about this one, Stefan, but I think that Leverkusen are going to win this game 3-2. Simply backed on, like, how many more times will Terzic just rely on his stars to kind of rescue him? And yes, they were fine against Augsburg in the end, and they were fine against Mainz, thanks to last-minute winners and heroics to Gio Reyna. But this Leverkusen side is good. And I don't think they're going to fall in that trap.
No, I don't think they will either. Yeah, I've been really obviously impressed with Leverkusen recently. Florian Wirtz managed to kind of get on, not on the scoreboard per se, but he picked up his first assist of the year. Didn't take long, as I think obviously the game midweek against Bochum was his first start since returning from injury. First start in competitive game, that is. And it was a nice kind of... I think it was a goal that I think probably would have had Xabi Alonso grinning from ear to ear, because it was Florian Wirtz firing the ball into the box rather, and Flozek kind of there at the front post to knock it in, and those are two young, very talented players who I think Xabi Alonso will be really relying on to kind of make up for the fact that Patrick Schick is still out. He's kind of playing these kind of like at the moment he's kind of going for this kind of. Almost like a 3-4-3 formation with a strikerless player. I guess Hložek's maybe the furthest forward, but I saw in that game Moussa Diaby looked very direct, very dangerous. He kind of drew the foul for the penalty, which was the first goal. And yeah, I just kind of feel like things are kind of ticking quite well for Leverkusen. You know, you can even look at guys like Amiri, who's doing very well as well, in the centre of the pitch. And no, I think, yeah, it definitely, I think we talked about this in our mid-season preview, if that makes any sense. I think we both predicted that Xabi Alonso probably would have put a lot of work in mid-season. The team's a lot of good vibes about the team right now. Tactically, they seem quite astute as well. Now, this fixture tends to throw up just absolute mayhem more often than not. Like, I don't want to use the old cliche about derbies and say form goes out the window, but it is kind of the case with this match, so you never really know what's going to happen. But yeah, I think there's something about this Leverkusen team that has a lot of grit, a lot of determination, and unless Dortmund change things very dramatically and start playing like Gio Reyna, you know, giving these guys some game time, or maybe Sebastian Haller gets to start, then I can't really see beyond Leverkusen picking up all 3 points, and I think it's going to be quite tight, but I've gone for a 2-1 win for Leverkusen.
2-1, so yeah, similar to me then. 3-2, 2-1. Either way, Leverkusen are going to win this game. Can't rely on your best players rescuing every time, Eden. That's not how this works. So yeah. But it is a really wonderful match to cap off a really fascinating match day 18. You know, we have really 3 or 4 really good games. This match day, and I think it's really going to be fascinating. But yeah, that's it from us this week. As always, this podcast is brought to you by Bet Online in association with Get German Football News. We're always very kind to draw up the points and have us ranked against each other. I don't know where the ranking is after this match day. I haven't checked yet. It's been too quick, too many games in successions. But yeah, thanks again for them to always share this podcast and spread this podcast, and anyone who has subscribed to the shows as well and reads our newsletter, thank you very much. We have 2 podcasts now behind the paywall, right, Stefan? And including the main show and a transfer roundup, which I think this week was actually really fascinating with lots of interesting topics, including the future of Marco Reus and much more. So if you want to listen to that, subscribe now on our Substack. And anything else you want to add before we wrap this up?
No, I think you just about covered everything on the bulletin. But I think I said this at the end of the last show, but just obviously anyone who does subscribe to the show, always appreciate the comments and likes and things on the post. There's some really good kind of conversations happening underneath the articles, people chatting about each other, which is always great. It's just nice to see a kind of community of Bundesliga fans kind of growing there. Not even talking to Manu and I, just talking to each other and having a chat about the Bundesliga. So that's great to see. And yeah, if you want to be a part of that, then head over to our Substack and see if you'd like to take out a subscription.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, that's it for us this week. Until next week, enjoy the match day, first of all. But until next week, auf Wiedersehen.
In Sicht.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used, because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.